Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation and technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
The right window treatments change everything. Your sleep, your privacy, the way every room looks and feels. At Blinds.com, we've spent 30 years making it surprisingly simple to get exactly what your home needs. We've covered over 25 million windows and have 50,000 five-star reviews to prove we deliver. Whether you DIY it or want a pro to handle everything from measure to install, we have you covered. Real design professionals, free samples, zero pressure. Right now, get up to 45% off site-wide, plus get a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Super Bowl 59, Eagles Chiefs, here we go. Boomer, good morning, how are you?
Yeah, good morning, man. I would tell you that most Giant fans just got to be sick to their stomach watching Saquon Barkley do what he did yesterday. He didn't have as big a game as I thought he was going to have, but you know, nonetheless, you know, he is the reason why the Eagles are where they are. I mean, Jalen Hurts had a good game yesterday, but it all starts with Saquon Barkley, and what a season he has had. You know, remember when he signed that free agent deal with the Eagles? We're sitting there, you know, what kind of impact is he going to have? And think where we are right now on the precipice of Super Bowl 59, and he leading his Eagles team all the way to the Super Bowl. And this goes back to the offseason hard knocks where they were discussing whether or not they were going to keep him. And you know what? We all know this. He would not have the same year here as he has had there, simply because they are locked and loaded at quarterback, they're locked and loaded at wide receiver, and more importantly, they're locked and loaded with the with the offensive line. And it really has been an incredible, incredible season for one Saquon Barkley. And, you know, we have nothing against Saquon. We actually like Saquon a lot. But you want to talk about getting your pound of flesh and making a point. You know, he certainly has done that.
Yeah, and I don't know what other offers he had at the time, but if he had similar offers from other teams, the fact that he went to the Philadelphia Eagles was genius for him, too. I mean, everybody is giving Howie Roseman the pats on the back, but, you know, Saquon saw a situation where he could be the Eagles' version of Christian McCaffrey and be one of the most dangerous players on the field. So, I mean, right off the bat, the fact that, I mean, I don't know how this happens. Like, the entire week, anybody who knew football or watched the Eagles or watched the Commanders at all was like, they gotta shut down the run. You do everything to shut down the run. Let Jalen Hurts beat you. Let's see the arm. He hasn't been playing well. He's banged up his knee, but you gotta sell out to stop the run. And here we go. First play, Saquon Barkley, a 60-yard touchdown. How does that happen?
You know, I don't know if it was Quan Martin or Jeremy Chin, one of the safeties for
Washington. 11 right here, right?
It was terrible.
Yeah.
It's 28.
Well, 20 and 11.
20 and 11, yeah.
Those two guys were miserable.
That was pathetic. And, you know, what I mean by pathetic, you got to throw your head right into the thigh of Saquon Barkley. I'm not sitting here saying I want to do that. But then again, I don't get paid to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, that was just horrendous arm tackling. And, of course, the turnovers lead to 55 points. Look, Jaden Daniels played well. I thought he handled everything. did a good job, didn't turn the ball over. And, you know, when in the meat of the game, he was right there, had them right there. He wasn't turning the ball over. It was his teammates. And, you know, interestingly enough, I thought this was Tom Brady's best game as an analyst. And one of the things they did bring up, and I don't know if it was Kevin or Tom, but they did bring it up, that Nick Sirianni, you know, tells his defensive players, if there's an offensive player that actually catches the ball and goes to the ground, immediately you got to go after the ball when he's getting up. Because the last thing he's thinking about is securing that ball. He's just thinking about, you know, getting up and trying to get him, his feet underneath him, and try to get him to be steady and continue to make some yards. But that was a great play by Philadelphia. I mean, look, you have these turnovers going into these championship games. Neither one of these four teams had any turnovers going into the games. And yesterday, you know, Washington just gave the ball away, gave the game away. And their defense couldn't hold up anyway, but I thought Jaden Daniels played actually a pretty good game.
Yeah, I mean, you couldn't blame the loss on him, but clearly they ran into a much better team. I think Philadelphia is, you know, these two places that we saw yesterday are the two toughest places to play in the NFL right now on the road. Going into Philadelphia, going into Kansas City, two of the toughest places. And it's not just because the teams are good. It's just it's the environment, it's the weather, it's the fan base, it's just everything. And the expectation to win that both of these franchises have. So it was no surprise to me that that's what we have here in Super Bowl 59. And, you know, you hear a lot, I feel bad for the Bills, I feel bad for the Bills, I feel bad for the Bills. And I understand why. Trust me, I root for a team very similar to the Buffalo Bills. Take you to a certain point, you can't get over the hump. So I do understand that feeling. But, my God, could you have more opportunities to take this game by the balls?
If you want to beat the Chiefs in Arrowhead, you got to be on the money and you got to be making plays. And, you know, whether it be fourth and one plays, whether it be missed marks or not marks, Dave Portnoy obviously had $1 million bet on this game, and he's going off because of the spot there on Josh Allen's final quarterback sneak. And Gene Steratore actually said, I thought he made it.
Well, I did too, to be honest with you.
I mean, everybody thought he made it, but because of Portnoy's $1 million bet, you know, he's all over social media screaming and yelling that the whole thing's fixed and I'm not watching the NFL anymore. Here's the one thing, you know, Dalton Kincaid catches the ball, and just like Mark Andrews in the game between Buffalo and Baltimore, it's not an easy catch. But if you want to win and you want to beat Kansas City in Kansas City, those are the plays that you have to make. The ball sails through his hands. It was an amazing throw by Josh Allen. And this is why Steve Spagnuolo is one of the best defensive coordinators in the league. He brings a corner blitz on that particular play at the end of the game, and Josh Allen's not ready for it. They don't have any, you know, they don't have a play, you know, to handle something like that. And he has to, you know, throw a ball down the middle of the field. I mean, and Kincaid should have had it.
It really was amazing, because when you see the ball in the air, you're just saying Josh Allen's throwing it up like for a prayer. Then you see all the Kansas City defenders over there, and somehow Dalton Kincaid had both hands on it while he was laying out, you know, parallel to the ground and could not hold on to it. But that to me is the biggest difference in this game, was the, you know, the experience and the coaching and when those big plays happen. You know, when the Chiefs have that fourth and inches and they roll Mahomes out and there's no doubt about it where he gains 6 yards and slides, as opposed to, you know, hammering this Josh Allen tush-push thing that got stopped a couple of times. Or that fourth down where Spagnuolo brings the exotic-looking blitz he hadn't shown before in that situation to force that crazy throw. I mean, this is why you can't pick against the Chiefs, because you get them in that building with Andy Reid, with Spags, with Patrick Mahomes, and it's damn near impossible to do it. And that's why I always want the Bengals in the playoffs. That's the only team I ever saw do it. Yeah, I want to see that happen again.
Lou Anarumo had an ability to keep the Chiefs settling for field goals.
Yeah, and he's not there anymore.
And he's not there anymore. He's in Indianapolis now. But I will also say that, you know, the tush-push when it comes to Philadelphia as opposed to Buffalo is a big difference. And Tony Romo said this yesterday, that on tape you could see that every time Josh Allen goes for the tush-push, he tends to go to butt behind the left guard or right outside the left guard. Remember, Josh Allen is significantly bigger than Jalen Hurts is. And when Jason Kelce was his center, They just had an amazing thing where he could just get behind him and just fall forward and find those little nooks and crannies in the defensive line where there aren't that many, believe me, especially when you got 320-pounders or 330-pounders in there as defensive tackles. Josh is a little bit bigger, and, you know, he takes a couple shots in the chest and doesn't do it as well as Jalen Hurts. And then, of course, we found out yesterday in the Philadelphia-Washington game that an official can award a touchdown.
Yeah.
Which was really amazing because as a broadcaster and as a player...
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation in technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
I have never heard that. Now, I'm not saying I'm against it. I'm for it because if Washington's going to continue to do what they were doing on that particular play, I would say, yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous. Let's, like, you know, give them the touchdown already.
Now, do you know who would have got it? Would they have credited a player with the touchdown? That's something I want to know, just because all the gambling and anytime TD and fantasy and all those things that went
with it. I don't know the answer to that. I would think they would give it to the quarterback. I mean, they always give the quarterback the penalty for delay of game.
Sure.
That's a good question. I don't know the
answer
to that.
A lot of money on the line with that, too.
It is. I mean, but it was amazing when he said it because the entire football world that was watching this game.
Well, Pereira said it first. I was like, what? And then the officials said it to the crowd.
Well, I think Pereira must be tied into somebody.
Oh, you think they're all...
He may be tied into somebody in New York or something. Like New York says to, Hockley, say, hey, look, man. If they do this again, don't forget you can award a touchdown for the offensive team if Washington, the defensive team in this case, continues to keep doing this because we can't get the ball any closer to the goal line without it touching the goal line, and therefore that would break the plane of the goal line. It would be a touchdown. So I thought it was really interesting when that came up, that discussion came up. And I'm telling you, 99.9% of us who are watching that game had never heard that rule before.
Yeah, or never seen anything like that.
As a player for 14 years, never saw it. As a broadcaster that has covered a league, has covered a local teams, have done games, that was a new one for me. Not that it's not in the rule book. It is in the rule book. But, I mean, that is deep, deep, deep in the weeds of the rule book. And I didn't spend a lot of time, memorizing all these rules like this. But another fascinating twist to a game that we watch each and every week. We watch thousands of games over the years, and yet we've never heard that.
Yeah, I mean, it was bizarre. And watching Frankie Louvu go over the top multiple times, and then he was laughing about it. I mean, it was getting a little frustrating because he just wanted it to get over with because you knew that they were going to score. I mean, they never don't score in that situation. And Jalen Hurts with 3 touchdowns, Saquon Barkley with 3 touchdowns. They had 7 rushing touchdowns on the day. And I think that because of the blowout, you see the Super Bowl spread lower than it would have been if this game were close. I think that the fact that you saw the Eagles dominate in the way that they did and put up 55 points in an NFC championship game as a record.
A lot of turnovers.
Yeah, but still, I mean, it's 55 points is 55 points.
Yeah, but when you have that many turnovers that turn into points, you basically have no shot. And it's hard enough trying to keep your team together. And then you have a number of players just kind of losing their minds. Lattimore losing his mind in the middle of the game. Like, hey, can we just calm down and get a hold of ourselves? And it's not about you and A.J. Brown fighting.
Marshawn Lattimore's been doing this his entire career.
It's ridiculous. And they gave him a chance. And the biggest spot, he loses his mind. But, you know, for the Eagles, it was great to see A.J. Brown back involved.
Oh, yeah. And I told you about that one. I said it's going to be an A.J. day.
You know, the other thing, too, is that that I thought that Jim and Tony really pointed out well on CBS is that Elam ends up playing because Benford gets hurt.
Oh, yeah, with another
concussion.
And that was
huge. That was a absolutely huge loss for the Buffalo Bills on defense. And initially, they went after him. I think they ended up taking Elam off the field. I think late in the game, I was looking for him, and I didn't see him out there, so they might have replaced him. He had a really rough game, and he was just so worried about getting beat that anytime Patrick Mahomes wanted to throw the ball 10 yards down the field, well, he had it.
Well, they had him on Worthy for a long period of time, and obviously Worthy, one of the fastest guys in the NFL, so he didn't want to get beat deep there. Then they took him off of Worthy, and they put him on Hollywood Brown, and Hollywood Brown was getting past him, and it was a mess. And you know, credit Tony Romo from in the beginning, before the injury, said that they really need him back, and the concussion protocol and passing it, and then you saw how banged up he was and had to get carted off the field after that, so that was a little bit scary. But yeah, I mean, the Chiefs offense gets to 30 points, and I felt good about my call with Worthy, too, man. Everything I said was going to happen happened for once in this NFL season. My FanDuel sportsbook app was flying on Sunday, too. Hit everything. It was great. Unfortunately, I didn't get the matchup I wanted in the Super Bowl because I didn't want this matchup, but I figured it was going to happen.
I don't think America wants this matchup.
No.
For me, I think it's unbelievable what Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid have done together. I mean, they are right on the heels and on the cusp of all the greatness that Bill Belichick and Tom Brady have put out there. They still got a little bit of ways to go, but if they get a three-peat, that's something that Belichick and Brady didn't have, of course. That's their huge calling card for this particular Super Bowl. But, I mean, the amount of wins that Patrick Mahomes keeps accumulating now, and, you know, he's still 17, I think he's 17 or 18 games behind Tom Brady in terms of games won.
In the postseason.
Tom Brady, I think, has 35 postseason wins.
Well, I mean, Patrick Mahomes isn't even 30 yet.
Yeah, I know that.
Still, he's 29 years old, and he's got a long way to go as Tom played into his 40s. So I don't know if Patrick will play into his 40s or not.
It'll be interesting to see. Like, they got to give him a new contract. They have to give him a new contract. I mean, he is so vastly underpaid, it's not even funny. Now, maybe he won't take the money. Maybe he will take the money. I got to believe they're going to be redoing it here. I don't know how you don't do it or don't pay him, but and yesterday, you know, his numbers again, passing wise, somewhat pedestrian, but him taking off and running with the ball.
Scoring touchdowns.
How effective he was running the ball. And then some of those plays that Andy Reid, you know, designs for certain situations, and even the Pirine catch at the end that seals the game. Where was he all game?
Yeah, he wasn't a part of the offense.
Right. Yeah, but he shows up in the most important part of the game. They need a play. They call the play. And, you know, so what the Chiefs do, they run a lot of crossing patterns. And when you run crossing patterns the team that you're playing against is playing a lot of man coverage, there's a lot of traffic in the middle of the field. And usually the Chiefs are so good at, like, what they call the rub routes, where you're rubbing you know, one player off of a defensive player because that defensive player is not aware of where he's standing on the field, but yet the guy that's coming across on the shallow cross sees it, and he creates an opening for himself. I mean, really, that part of their game is about as good as anybody in the NFL right now. Those crossing patterns underneath are just a pain in the ass, and there's a lot of traffic, and defenders really have a hard time, you know, getting to the point where they can make a tackle and stop somebody. And that's exactly how Pirine scored. They're running those crossers in the middle. The linebacker covering him out of the back has got to negotiate all that stuff. And normally they go over it because they want to be able to have an angle to make a tackle. And Pirine was just too fast. And it was a great play call and a great execution by Patrick Mahomes and Pirine himself.
Yeah, I don't know how you pick against them. I just don't. With all this winning, it just never stops when the games are close, especially.